From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Carter Bird.
After 2 weeks off, Auburn football finally returns this week as it takes on Tennessee at home on Saturday. Head coach Gus Malzahn says his team is excited to play after a long break.
It's been a very interesting 2 weeks, with the COVID issues we've dealt with the game cancellation, and having two straight, off weeks. We're looking forward to playing at home, looking forward to playing Tennessee. I think from our standpoint, the interesting thing is we are not going to play until 21 days from our last game. We did play our best game, against LSU, and we just need to keep building them with that. And what we're telling our guys is we need to play our best game again. But looking forward to playing at home, excited. That it'll be a night game. I really encourage our students to bring their A game. I think it's got a chance to be a really good one.
During the 2 weeks without games, the Tigers have continued to try to build depth, according to Malzahn.
They have some experience, too, up front, so we'll have to continue to do that. You can turn the film on. You can see they're very talented up front. So, that's just part of building each week, the uniqueness of not playing 21 days in the regular season. I mean, that's a different deal. But, like I said, practice-wise, you got to continue to stay sharp and keep building upon, your last game. There's nothing like depth, especially when you're playing conference games in this league, and we are getting a little healthier, and some of the young guys are starting to get more experience. I told them the other day that all of our young guys are no longer freshmen in my mind. They got six SEC games under their belt, and so we just need to continue to grow.
On offense, senior receiver Eli Stove says that it has been big for the offense to have its top three receivers healthy and productive in recent weeks.
Really just, other teams got to focus on all three of us and the running back game too and quarterback. But, they just got to look at everybody. They can't guard everybody. So they're going to have to, teams going to have to figure out what they're going to do game plan wise. But, that's good. Stability for me, how I feel like, it's just, I get the job done. If they need me on third down, whatever they need me to do, I get it done to my best ability.
On defense, senior defensive back Jordan Peters says the defense tries to instill fear in opposing offenses.
That's just what Auburn defense is, what we're built upon. Making plays on the ball, creating turnovers, creating havoc. Basically, we want to come out there and put fear in the opposing team's offense's hearts. And just for us to get those, whether they get called back or not, that's still going to put fear in anybody's heart once they start seeing turnovers happen frequently and just our defense flying around to the ball. Just that causes a lot of frustrations for our offenses.
The last time Tennessee came to Auburn, it ended in a disappointing loss for the Tigers. Malzahn says his team is excited to get another shot at the Volunteers.
That was a very, very tough loss, there's no doubt. And it was just, as all things considered, we turned the ball over and they made some plays when they had to. And we didn't play real well that day, and they had something to do with it. And they played well. That was a tough loss. And so, we're glad to be having another chance to play them again.
Coverage for Saturday's game begins at 3 p.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will begin at 6 p.m. on ESPN. Back with more Auburn Athletics after this for Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn men's basketball returns in just 7 days. As the team prepares for its first few games, head coach Bruce Pearl believes his team is very deep.
We are getting ready for St. Joe, Gonzaga, Central Florida, and South Alabama, our first games. That's been a big focus for for what our practices have looked like for the last several weeks, trying to We've just got so many new guys and so much to learn. The competition is good. And I think our strength is our depth. We've got 12 guys on scholarship. We've got 11 guys, 10 or 11 guys that very well could be in the rotation. We have so many unproven pieces, but I can tell you the guys that work really hard, both on their own and in practice, they've been really engaged. They don't know what they don't know. And the only way they're going to get that is through game experience.
The Tigers will take on St. Joe's next Thursday in Fort Myers, Florida. In other Auburn basketball news, former Auburn forward Isaac Okoro was selected fifth overall in the 2020 NBA draft Wednesday night by the Cleveland Cavaliers. In women's basketball, Auburn is preparing for its upcoming season that begins next week. Head coach Terry Williams Flournoy says her staff and team have ramped up their communication in a unique year.
You always got to look at yourself first and see what can change there and what can be done better. And knowing that we were going into a totally different season with COVID and you know, kids dealing with, you know, issues at home and all the family safe and you can't travel. So just a lot of different issues and situations that we had to be ready for as a staff. So over quarantine, we did a lot as a staff trying to, you know, evaluate ourselves, how we can help our players, because I think it is a situation where, you know, it might not just be them just having a bad practice. Like the communication had to be a lot better to figure out how deep is that bad day at practice really going into. And so we really have, you know, amped up our communication with our players. And I think it has helped a lot.
The Tigers open their season next Wednesday in Auburn Arena against South Carolina Upstate. Coverage begins at 5:45 p.m. on 93.9 FM. Auburn baseball is wrapping up its fall practice. As the Tigers finish for the fall, Auburn pitching coach Tim Hudson reflected on how he became a coach at Auburn.
It's been amazing. It really has. You know, obviously I'm an Auburn guy from, you know, through and through, and love Auburn baseball, always have. And, you know, once Butch came on staff and took the lead of this program, you know, some 5 years ago, you know, I've been thrilled with the direction of the program. I was always a fan of him and his staff, even before I came on this past January. And now that I'm on here and I work with him every day, it's even better than I thought it was. You know, as an Auburn guy and as someone who used to wear one of these uniforms, I'm proud of the direction that he's taken the program and where it's going in the future. You know, I've said, to a lot of people, you know, I couldn't imagine a better place for mom or dad to come and drop their son off on a campus and to not only help them grow as a baseball player, but as a man and as a student athlete. And it's just, it makes me proud to be able to, you know, claim Auburn as my own.
Auburn soccer wrapped up its fall season this past week at the SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Tigers won an overtime thriller on Sunday night against Georgia 2-1, thanks to Mallory Mooney's first career goal in the 101st minute. On Tuesday, Auburn took on the number one seed in the tournament in Arkansas. After falling behind 4-0 in the first half, the Tigers launched a furious rally that came up just short as the Tigers lost 4-3. Auburn volleyball returned to action Wednesday night with a loss to Tennessee in straight sets. The Tigers will take on Tennessee again in Auburn Arena. Coverage begins at 4:45 p.m. on Weagle 91.1 FM. Television coverage will be on SEC Network Plus. Auburn swimming and diving returned to action Wednesday as it hosted the Auburn Invitational. The Invitational will continue today and tomorrow at the James E. Martin Aquatic Center. Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for Tiger Talk with Andy Bertram and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They'll be joined by special guests, head football coach Gus Malzahn, head gymnastics coach Jeff Graba, and former Auburn quarterback and current Auburn Sports Network color analyst Stan White, tonight on the Auburn Sports Network. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Carter Bird, War Eagle.